Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.1, Overview of Popular AI Tools. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills Data Science Tools and Techniques in the AI Upskilling for Data Scientists course. In this lesson, we'll explore key tools in the data science landscape, specifically focusing on TensorFlow and PyTorch, their functionalities, use cases, and a comparison of various AI tools. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to identify the functionalities of popular AI tools and understand how they fit into the data science workflow. Main content. Introduction to TensorFlow and PyTorch. TensorFlow and PyTorch are two of the most widely used frameworks for developing machine learning and deep learning applications. Both tools have distinct features that cater to various needs in the data science community. TensorFlow, developed by Google, TensorFlow is an open-source library that allows developers to create complex machine learning models efficiently. Its architecture supports both CPUs and GPUs, which makes it highly scalable. TensorFlow excels in production environments and is well-suited for large datasets and complex computations. It offers a comprehensive ecosystem, including TensorFlow Lite for mobile applications and TensorFlow.js for web applications. PyTorch, developed by Facebook's AI Research Lab, PyTorch has gained popularity for its ease of use and flexibility. It provides a dynamic computation graph, which allows developers to modify the architecture of their neural networks on the fly. This is particularly useful during research and experimentation. PyTorch is favored in academic settings due to its intuitive interface and simplicity. Overview of their functionalities and use cases. Both TensorFlow and PyTorch come equipped with powerful functionalities that cater to different aspects of machine learning. TensorFlow functionalities, model building. TensorFlow offers Keras, a high-level API that simplifies the process of building neural networks. Users can create models using a user-friendly interface while still having access to lower-level functionalities if needed. Deployment. TensorFlow has robust deployment options, allowing models to be run on various platforms such as mobile devices, web browsers, and cloud services. Monitoring. With TensorBoard, TensorFlow provides a visualization tool that helps track training metrics and model performance in real time. Use cases: image recognition systems, like Google Photos, natural language processing, NLP, tasks, like translation services, time series forecasting, like stock market predictions, PyTorch functionalities, dynamic computation graph. PyTorch's dynamic graph feature allows for more flexibility and easier debugging, making it suitable for research and experimentation. Tensor operations. PyTorch provides a rich set of tensor operations, which are essential for performing mathematical computations on multidimensional arrays. Interoperability. PyTorch easily integrates with other Python libraries, making it a preferred choice for data scientists working in a Python-centric ecosystem. Use cases: research in academia, e.g., developing new algorithms, image and video processing, e.g., computer vision applications, reinforcement learning, e.g., gaming AI. Comparison of various AI tools. While TensorFlow and PyTorch are leading frameworks, several other AI tools are gaining traction. Let's briefly compare these tools to understand their unique strengths. Scikit-learn, ideal for beginners. Scikit-learn is a simple and efficient tool for data mining and data analysis. It provides a range of supervised and unsupervised learning algorithms, but it is not designed for deep learning tasks. Keras, as mentioned earlier, Keras is a high-level API built on top of TensorFlow. It allows for fast prototyping and is suitable for beginners. However, it may lack some advanced functionalities compared to TensorFlow's lower-level APIs. Apache Spark. Spark is a powerful analytics engine for big data processing. It supports various programming languages and is designed for large-scale data processing and machine learning, particularly in distributed environments. H2O.ai. This platform is designed for enterprise AI and machine learning. H2O.ai offers automatic machine learning, AutoML, capabilities, making it easy for users to build models without extensive programming knowledge. In summary, The choice of AI tool depends on your specific needs and use cases. If you prioritize flexibility and ease of use, PyTorch may be the right choice. If you require a comprehensive solution for production deployments, TensorFlow might be more suitable. Conclusion: in this lesson, we've explored popular AI tools, focusing on TensorFlow and PyTorch, their functionalities, and a comparison with other AI tools in the market. By understanding these tools, you are better equipped to choose the right framework for your data science projects. In the next lesson, we will delve deeper into practical applications of these tools in real-world scenarios. Reflection questions: how would you choose between TensorFlow and PyTorch for a specific project? What factors would influence your decision? In what scenarios do you think scikit-learn would be more beneficial than TensorFlow or PyTorch? Reflect on a project where you could apply the knowledge of these AI tools. What tool would you use, and why?